You got a really good running back duo and two really good receivers and a really good quarterback.
It's kind of crazy that the Saints' first thing out of your mouth is running back. Same thing with Kamal a moment ago. What is it about that running attack that's been so special?
I mean, they complement each other really well. You got Ingram, who's really a complete back, you know, power. He has a little bit of shiftiness to him. He can catch the ball out the backfield. And then you got Kamara, who's, you know, he's just a gadget, man. Like, you can line him up anywhere, and he can just make plays all over the field.
Who is he like? Is it like Darren Sproles? Is he kind of, you know, who's he remind you of?
Yeah, that's probably a pretty accurate comparison. A modern-day Darren Sproles. He's a good football player.
When they have two guys who, like you said, complement each other so much, do you have to identify right away who's on the field, and does that give you kind of a key of what they might want to do?
Yeah, I mean, you have to definitely identify who's on the field. And, I mean, by knowing who's on the field, it kind of eliminates what type of plays they can run. You know, with him, with Kamara in the game, you know he's a lot more likely to scat and, like, not stay in for protection, or they want to get him out in space. And with Ingram, you can just kind of expect more of, the natural downhill running game, just trying to stay in between the tackles.
Marquon and Coach Quinn both talked about how effective New Orleans is with their screen game. How important is that going to be against this team this weekend?
It's huge. I mean, that's kind of the ways that they try to get themselves going. You know, they throw a lot of screens, and we're expecting a lot. So it's just going to take a really good week of preparation.
Marquon kind of chastised D-Led for calling it a pick play maybe on that first touchdown. What happened there from your point of view? Should that have been an offensive pass interference? Or we're not supposed to say pick. Should it have been a penalty?
I mean, that's not up for me to decide. I mean, the play turned out how it turned out. I mean, we all could have played it a little bit better, but unfortunately it just didn't turn out the way we wanted it to.
I don't know if kind of the Packers doing that every third play, like, change the NFL. It seems like you guys run it sometimes. What do you guys do in that situation? How tough is it to defend that play? Because it's like everybody does it.
I mean, it's virtually unstoppable if you don't know it's coming. I mean, because you don't know whether you should play over the top or if you just go underneath. Because if it's a perfect throw, you really can't defend it. I mean, it's a really good play. The only way you can stop it is if you know it's coming.
After 12 games last year, you guys had the exact same record. You went on to win the Final Four. Can you draw on that experience now going into the Final Four games here?
I mean, we can't worry about last year. Only thing we can do is take it one game at a time. I mean, everything we want is still right in front of us, but we can't be looking ahead. All we can do is worry about New Orleans right now.
Back to the running backs and then looking at Breeze, what has, you know, Kamara now being able to complement Ingram, what has that done for his game?
I mean, it's just helped their offense as a whole. You know, like, Drew isn't out there having to throw the ball 40, 50 times a game. It just helps to have a really good stable of backs that just kind of takes the pressure off of them. So they're just becoming a more complete offense, really.
How's the now that you guys have, you know, half, three-quarters of a season and done it, how's the Mercedes-Benz experience just playing different than the Georgia Dome? I mean, louder, quieter, about the same, looks different?
I don't really be paying too much attention during the game, so I'm not even going to lie, but I don't really notice a difference. I think it's about the same to me.
Have you ever heard of, has a fan ever yelled anything to you from, like, those seats right behind you?
Like I said, I don't be paying attention during the game. I just be focused. I don't listen to what's going on in the stands. I just be focused about what's going on the field.